Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, An Ugly Truth Inside Facebook's Battle for Domination, is an investigative nonfiction account of Facebook's rise to global influence and the internal choices that shaped its controversies. Written by New York Times reporters Shira Frenkel and Cecilia Kang, the book examines how the company moved from a celebrated Silicon Valley success story to a platform criticized for amplifying misinformation, hate speech, political manipulation, privacy abuses, and monopolistic behavior. Rather than treating these failures as isolated mistakes, the authors present them as consequences of a business model built around growth, engagement, and data extraction. The book draws on reporting, insider accounts, and internal company dynamics to explain how Facebook's leadership responded to crises, public criticism, and regulatory pressure. Its purpose is not simply to condemn the company, but to show how platform design, executive decisions, and incentives can shape public discourse at a scale that affects democracy, markets, and everyday users. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, growth and engagement were built into Facebook's core priorities. A central argument of the book is that Facebook was not merely disrupted by side effects of success. It was organized around a goal that repeatedly outranked safety. The company's leadership treated user engagement as the main measure of progress, pushing product teams to make the platform more absorbing and to keep people scrolling longer. That decision structure mattered because engagement-driven systems tend to reward emotional, sensational, and divisive content. The book shows that this was not an accidental drift, but a logical outcome of the company's incentives. Once growth became the overriding objective, ethical concerns about misinformation, civic harm, and mental or social consequences were often secondary. The authors use Facebook's evolution to demonstrate how business metrics can become moral blind spots when they are treated as the only meaningful indicators of success. This makes the book especially useful as an analysis of platform capitalism, not just a company profile. Secondly, content moderation emerged as an improvised and inconsistent system. The book gives unusual attention to the fact that Facebook's rules for speech were not initially developed as a mature governance framework. Instead, moderation often began as ad hoc judgment calls made by employees without clear legal standards, consistent internal policy, or robust institutional oversight. That matters because the scale of the platform quickly outgrew the informal culture that shaped its early decisions. As the company expanded, it had to decide what counted as hate speech, incitement, political propaganda, or dangerous misinformation. But it lacked a stable method for making those distinctions. The result was inconsistency. Similar posts could be treated differently, depending on timing, pressure, or who reviewed them. The book uses this weakness to show why platforms cannot rely on improvisation when they function as global public squares. Governance by intuition may work for a small startup, but it becomes brittle and dangerous when the audience is measured in billions and the consequences are political as well as commercial. Thirdly, political manipulation exposed the civic cost of platform neutrality. Another major theme is Facebook's role in the broader crisis of political discourse, especially during the 2016 US election and its aftermath. The authors describe how the platform became a powerful channel for misinformation, partisan amplification, and strategic persuasion, including content that spread rapidly, because it performed well under Facebook's engagement logic. The book is careful to show that the problem was not only bad actors using the platform, but the platform itself rewarding attention at any cost. This undermined the idea that Facebook could remain politically neutral simply by hosting content and avoiding editorial responsibility. The book argues, in effect, that design choices are political choices when they shape what millions of people see, share, and believe. That insight extends beyond elections. It suggests that the architecture of social media can distort public reality even without explicit ideological intent. The authors therefore place Facebook at the center of a larger debate about democratic vulnerability in the digital age. Fourthly, monopoly power and the buy or bury strategy limited competition and accountability. The book also frames Facebook as a dominant corporate power, not just a controversial social network. One of its more important claims is that the company protected its position by absorbing or suppressing threats to its dominance, a pattern often described as a buy or bury strategy. This matters because concentration of power changes the incentives facing a platform. When users, advertisers, and smaller competitors have few meaningful alternatives, the company faces less pressure to improve privacy, moderation, or transparency. The authors connect Facebook's market position to a broader erosion of innovation and choice, arguing that monopoly power helped insulate the company from consequences. This aspect of the book widens the lens from content problems to structural economics. It suggests that harmful behavior was reinforced not only by poor judgment, but also by the absence of effective competitive checks. In that sense, the book functions as a critique of how market dominance can weaken accountability in digital infrastructure. Lastly, Leadership responses reveal a pattern of apology without meaningful reform. A final key theme is the gap between Facebook's public messaging and its actual internal behavior. The book portrays leaders such as Mark Zuckerberg and Sheryl Sandberg as repeatedly acknowledging problems while failing to implement reforms that match the scale of the harm. This pattern is important because it shows how corporate accountability can become performative statements of regret may deflect pressure without changing incentives or systems. The authors emphasize that the company often responded to scandal with explanations, public relations efforts, or narrow technical fixes rather than with fundamental redesign. That dynamic helps explain why the same categories of harm recurred over time. The book is therefore not just about mistakes, but about institutional reluctance to confront the consequences of its own model. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of how large technology companies can appear responsive while continuing to operate in ways that preserve the very conditions that created the crisis. In conclusion, An Ugly Truth is best suited for readers interested in technology journalism, media ethics, antitrust policy, political communication, and the social consequences of platform design. It offers practical value for policymakers, students, journalists, and general readers who want to understand how a dominant digital company can shape public life through incentives that are often invisible to users. The book stands out in the crowded literature on Facebook because it is not simply a retrospective history or a single cause critique. Instead, it combines reporting on internal decision-making, business strategy, moderation failures, and political fallout into one coherent account. That broader structure makes it especially effective at showing how technical design, leadership culture, and market power interact. Readers looking for a clear explanation of why Facebook became so controversial will find both institutional detail and a wider warning about the risks of concentrated digital platforms. Its main contribution is showing that the platform's crises were not isolated breakdowns, but predictable results of how it was built and managed. If you would like to support Shira Frankel, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.